How would you feel about having another $75 to $100 a year taken out of your paycheck as sort of an additional employee payroll tax? Before you answer, let me tell you what the money's going to go into. It's going to go into a fund that would make it possible for any employee to take up to 12 weeks time off for a family emergency where somebody got sick, or for a newborn child, or adopting a child, or related matters, and you'd get paid for it. Right now we have a law enacted in 1993 called the Family and Medical Leave Act, which allows you, provided you work for a company with a certain number of employees in it, a minimum number of employees, you can take that up to 12 weeks off. Let's say you need maternity leave or paternity leave or a number of other things. You can take it off as unpaid time, and you would be guaranteed to have your job back at the end of that time off. But many people can't do that because they can't afford to go that long without a paycheck. This new proposal would allow you to get paid for that period, and to make it possible, everybody would have to cough up money out of their paycheck every week. This proposal is started in Massachusetts, the same state that just last week passed a law that said that everybody has to have health insurance. And the reason I bring it up is because while this Massachusetts effort won't directly affect us here in the bi-state yet, one of the things I try to do on this show is spot things happening elsewhere and let you know about them, because I can see this one easily moving across the country. Now, I've invited my brother back onto the show here, Seth Harris, who is a professor of law at the New York Law School, worked at the Labor Department in the early 90s when the Family and Medical Leave Act was passed, and is an expert on labor and employment law. Seth, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. So have I gotten everything right so far on the FMLA?
Yeah, the FMLA says that workers who are employed essentially by large employers, employers who have 50 or more employees, and workers who've worked for that employer for a year or more can get 12 weeks of unpaid leave. The Massachusetts proposal would allow those same workers to take paid leave. It's capped. It's not you don't get, if you're making $150,000 a year, you don't get that. But you'd be allowed to take paid leave for up to 12 weeks to care for a newborn or an adopted child, to care for a sick child or a sick parent. If you yourself are sick, you would be able to take paid leave for up to 12 weeks. So it's an important change to the Family Medical Leave Act. As you said, a lot of people are not able to take advantage of the Family Medical Leave Act, not because they're not covered, although about 40% of workers are not covered by the Federal Family Medical Leave Act, but because they simply can't afford to take that kind of time off. They can't give up 12 weeks of paychecks or any weeks of paychecks.
Are there other places in the country now where you can take that time off and get paid for it?
The only state that has a proposal, that has a law that is in any way comparable to the Massachusetts law, is California, which is often an innovator in proposals like this. They actually had a state Family Medical Leave Act long before we had the federal Family Medical Leave Act. Their proposal differs a little bit. You don't get full pay up to a cap. You only get half of your pay. It's only for 6 weeks. So it's a little bit different in California. But California and now Massachusetts are the only two states Massachusetts doesn't have it yet. California is the only one that already has it. Massachusetts, I think, is the next closest to having it. There are some states, however, that do allow, temporary disability insurance. Many employers provide temporary disability insurance that people are able to use to fund maternity leave or paternity leave, or if they are themselves sick, particularly if they're seriously ill. And of course, a lot of employers provide some kind of paid leave. They give holidays off. They give some give vacation leave, annual leave, sick leave. It's not a very large percentage of workers who get those benefits, but a small percentage of workers get those benefits from their employers without any law requiring.
But most people, if they had, and let's leave maternity and paternity leave aside for just a second, but let's say you've got a kid who gets sick, or as could be the case with us, mom is about to be 82 years old. She gets to a point where she can't handle herself anymore, and she needs either you or me to help her out, and we wanted to take time off. That's difficult for both of us in our jobs, and certainly difficult to do on a long-term basis with no paycheck.
That's exactly right. And a lot of people who are in, let's generously call it our age range, are experiencing what some people call the sandwich generation. They have older parents, elderly parents, and they have young children, and they need to care for both. Another change that's occurred in our economy is many, many more women who are the mothers of young children are in the workforce. Close to three-quarters of women with children under the age of 18 are now working. That's a big change and a big growth in that demographic being in the workplace. And so that's why there's pressure on governments like Massachusetts and California and the federal government to address this real need that people have to be able to support themselves, but also to be able to take time off to care for their families.
Now, you talked about a salary cap here under the Massachusetts plan. People would be able to get up to $750 a week. Their full salary up to, you know, if you only make $500 a week, you're not going to get the $750.
Right.
But if you make $1,000 a week, the cap would be $750 a week, which would be what's called the most generous paid leave policy in the nation. But
that just means they beat California.
Right.
To be honest, that just means Massachusetts is being more generous than California.
Right. I mean, when you only have two, one of them's got to be the leader, one of them's got to be the laggard. But I could see some jealousy coming into play here because everybody is going to have to pay into this fund. Everybody's going to have to cough up $1.50 or $2 a week, which is, you know, what, a half of a latte for many people. But over the course of a year, $75, $100. And I could see after 7, 8, 10 years, somebody paying in who doesn't have to take that leave for any reason, looking at it and going, hey, I put $1,000 into this deal and I haven't had any time off. I would like to have a month off and get paid for it, or 6 weeks off. I've never taken a trip to Europe. I'd like to be able to go to Europe and have my company pay for it. Is that a valid claim by those people?
Well, I think workplace jealousy is a fairly common occurrence, and it doesn't. I don't think we have to have this new proposal for people to get jealous of one another in the workplace. You're closer to the window than I am. My coffee's hotter than your, whatever it is that people are complaining about. The way I view this proposal, you can think of people's age as being something like a U with two plateaus on either end, sort of a U with a flattened deck on either end. When you are a worker in your childbearing or child-rearing years, you're going to need to use this kind of leave to take time off for your newly born, newly adopted child, to take care of them when they come back from the hospital, and also for the time of maternity and paternity. You may need to take care of them before they turn 18 because they may get sick. They may need special attention. Your parents during that same time may be getting ill, may need special attention. You may need to take leave. And then there will probably be some drop-off as you get older, maybe into your sort of late 40s, early 50s, where that becomes less of an issue. It depends sort of on a whole bunch of factors, when you were born, when your children were born. But then as you get older, and it's an unfortunate fact of life, your body begins to break down. You begin to get less physically able, and you tend to have more and more physical maladies yourself. And this kind of insurance will protect those people as well, will allow those folks whose bodies are breaking down, who are suffering more and more illnesses, the opportunity to take paid time off. One of the great misnomers or confusions, I should say, about family medical leave is that people think it's only family leave. It's only for the purpose of caring for newly born children, newly adopted children, or young children under the age of 18. That's not accurate. The Family Medical Leave Act provides leave for both that purpose and for people caring for sick relatives or caring for themselves. And the majority of family medical leave requests are for people who are tending to their own serious health conditions, as the law calls it. So this paid leave bill will be as much a benefit to people who are themselves experiencing illnesses, including people who may not be experiencing illnesses but have physical or mental disabilities that require them to take time off to tend to their impairments, as it will young parents. So, you know, I can see people being jealous in a narrow time frame, but we're hopefully, most of us are going to get older, and it's just inevitable that your body doesn't last forever. And so all of us could potentially benefit from this, even those of us who've already lost our parents and are never going to have children.
Explain to me how employers are going to look at this. Will they see it as a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that any time there's a new change coming into the workplace, employers' first reaction is to grumble. But the proposal in Massachusetts does not require employers to pay any part of the insurance cost. In fact, the labor movement in Massachusetts is complaining about that fact. They don't want workers to pay the full $1.50. In fact, for unemployment insurance and for Social Security, workers and employers share that cost. They both contribute. So employers are, in a sense, getting a better deal with this paid leave insurance, this family medical insurance, than they are, for example, in Social Security. So they're not going to complain about that. But any time an employee leaves the workplace, there is some disruption to that worker's workplace. It may be that other workers may have to work longer hours and therefore get overtime. You might have to hire a temp. You might have to simply forego the absent worker's productivity for a short period of time. But let me also say that being able to offer paid leave time for family and medical purposes is a significant way that employers can keep their talented employees. There are some number of employees who have to quit their jobs either because of their physical or mental condition or because they have to tend to childcare responsibilities. If you have this paid leave insurance, those workers won't have to leave the workplace. And it's more expensive for an employer in many circumstances. It's more expensive for an employer to go out and search for and screen and train a new employee than it is for them to keep the employees they have. So to the extent that this bill helps employers keep their good employees, it's a good thing for them.
And good for morale.
Absolutely.
All right, but let me go back to this, and I don't mean to harp on it, but I got to go back to the jealousy part of this again. What's to keep somebody from saying, hey, I've been paying into this thing for 10 years, I've never had to take any time off, and maybe I will at some point in the future, but frankly, I would like to have the time off right now, and they just start calling in sick?
Well, the answer to that, at least in the Federal Family Medical Leave Act, and I haven't seen the Massachusetts bill, but in the Federal Family Medical Leave Act, an employer can require medical certification. They can require you to show a doctor's note, essentially, like you had to do in elementary school, to show that you yourself have a serious health condition or that the person you're caring for has a serious health condition. So that's a significant anti-fraud measure in the law. I would expect that any state law that allows for paid leave would at least have a medical certification requirement or the opportunity for the employer to ask for medical certification. You also have to give notice to the employer. So I think that that's less likely to happen. The other thing is, just to sort of put this in context, over 10 years, this insurance would cost an employee who works full-time, full year, $750. Now, that's not zero, but it's significantly less, much, much, much less than they pay for Social Security, for example. We all have insurance for a lot of different purposes, and we don't all draw on it all the time. I have a life insurance policy that I pay a lot of money for every year. I don't want to ever have to use that, but I do pay for it, and I don't feel like I'm being cheated that I don't get to take advantage of the benefits of that policy. Same thing with health insurance, Social Security disability insurance, temporary disability insurance, all of these other unemployment insurance, which none of us want to be able to have to take advantage of. All of these things are insurance. They're to protect you against things that are possible or likely in your life and to smooth out the rough spots. They sort of the way that people in the insurance industry and economists talk about it is it's risk sharing or risk smoothing. We're facing the risk that we're going to have to take time off to care for our mother. This insures against that risk. It doesn't guarantee we're going to get the whole benefit back, but if we get the benefit, if you take 12 weeks off at, so let's say, just $500 a week, that's $6,000. right? How many years at $75 does it take to get to $6,000? More than I can calculate in the time of this phone call.
All right, I'm going to let you go and work on that calculation. I thank you for your expertise as always.
80. I think it's 80.
If you say so, that's fine. Thanks as always, Seth. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
As my brother, Seth Harris, an expert in labor and employment law. He teaches about it at the New York Law School, where he's a professor of law.